DHS Mayorkas rewards Haitian exodus with TPS temporary amnesty. By Neil Monroe on December 7, 2022. President Joe Biden's border agency is using the temporary protected status TPS program to pull another 110,000 Haitian migrants deeper into Americans' economy and society. The much-expanded TPS program now gives temporary work permits and legal residency to 250,000 poor Haitian migrants. That total includes roughly 110,000 Haitian illegal migrants who have walked across the border since the prior expansion of the Haitian TPS program in July 2021. The expansion comes as Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, is dismantling the Title 42 barrier on U.S. borders, and as more Haitians emigrate rather than fight to preserve their nation's government. The New York Times reported on November 29. That has always been the U.S. government's biggest Haitian nightmare. A mass migration event, said Daniel Foote, who served as the U.S. special envoy to Haiti for part of last year. It's already upon us, the next step becomes biblical, with people falling off anything that can float. We aren't that far away from that. Yet U.S. migration advocates want to extract even more Haitians. For example, former White House official Tyler Moran called for a new visa program to fly migrants straight out of Haiti. A parole program similar to Venezuela could provide a legal pathway for those who haven't left Haiti, and who are seeking protection, she tweeted on December 5. The legally questionable Venezuelan parole program is awarding at least 24,000 visas to Venezuelans in Venezuela. This is accelerating the illegal flow of people from Haiti, and from other places as well, noted Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He added, "It is periodic rolling amnesty. Once a country gets TPS, not only do the illegal aliens who are here benefit from the work permits that they get, but all future migrants from that country will get work permits when the temporary TPS benefit comes up for renewal every 18 or 24 months. I don't think there's a precise plan, but I can see them doing this with Honduras, even El Salvador. Those are the big TPS cases. Obviously, when Venezuelan TPS expires, all new Venezuelan illegal aliens will get the redesignation of TPS. Nobody has challenged it in court yet. I don't even know who can sue," he added. President Donald Trump sought to shrink the TPS program down to about 100,000 migrants, including roughly 50,000 Haitians. But he was blocked by progressive judges. The economic impact of the accelerating Haitian exit has largely been ignored by the establishment media. The overall migration also has been downplayed. Aside from the visually shocking arrival of roughly 15,000 Haitian migrants at the Del Rio Bridge in September 2021, that border rush occurred 2 months after Mayorkas first expanded the Haitian TPS program in July 2021. Mayorkas has helped millions of migrants get to the U.S. border, get across the border, and get some form of temporary or permanent legal shield. Those protections include immigration parole, U visas, asylum applications, and TPS. Despite Congress' refusal to grant amnesties or aid to the exploding population of illegal migrants, Mayorkas, a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot, has more than doubled the size of the TPS program since early 2021. He has added roughly 675,000 migrants to the TPS program, boosting it to roughly 1.1 million. The White House's use of TPS shows how progressive and business advocates share a common strategy of importing more renters, consumers, workers, government clients, and possible future voters. This strategy, dubbed extraction migration, provides an imported stimulus for employers, retailers, landlords, and investors, plus jobs, influence, and emotional validation for the progressives who are funded to implement the strategy. But their joint push to inflate government and the economy with more migrants is imposing huge harm on Americans. Immigration pushes working Americans out of jobs and onto welfare, drives up housing costs, and reduces workplace productivity and policy support for families. The TPS program also extracts vital human resources from poor counties, further damaging those countries, Krikorian said. It's a sort of progressive neo-colonialism. It loots these countries of the only real resource they have, which is not oil or gold, but is enterprising and potentially productive people. That's an argument that the pro-immigration people make for mass immigration. That it's okay to strip mine these countries because it benefits America, USA. USA. The fact is, the migrants are a mismatch for us. Consider a guy who ends up working a low-wage landscaper in the United States and using welfare to feed his children. Back in Guatemala or Haiti, he might be a budding small businessman who creates employment for other people because of his skills level of education. People like that are a mismatch for us but are vital for the success of those developing countries. Krikorian continued. A little bit of emigration isn't necessarily a problem for even a developing country. But with mass emigration, poor countries lose their enterprising class. They are the kind of people who would start small businesses that employ 10 people. The kind of people who would band together and apply pressure to the local mayor and police force to clean up corruption. All that kind of grassroots, civil society improvement is just a lot less likely to happen because the enterprising people all move to Chicago. The progressive-enabled migrations can help fund the autocratic governments in the sending countries, such as Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, because many migrants send cash back to their home countries. He added, the ruling elites of those countries in the short term may see it as a benefit because it may generate extra remittance fees. Many Haitians die while trying to reach Mayorkas' progressive welcome. Unsurprisingly, the decision to expand TPS was applauded by Biden's domestic allies. The conditions in Haiti are among the direst on earth, said a December 6 statement by Anna Gallagher, the executive director of the Catholic Legal Immigration Network Incorporated. She continued. Recent reporting has only brought further to light the extreme challenges Haitians are facing in country, including gang violence, political chaos and acute poverty. Haitians living in the United States can breathe a sigh of relief at this news, which will provide them temporary protection while solutions to the crisis in Haiti are sought. We pray for peace in Haiti, improvement in country conditions and for all Haitians seeking safety in the U.S., including those who have been recently deported. The West Coast billionaires who created the Forward.us advocacy group also applauded the Haitian extraction. Haiti is in the middle of multiple humanitarian crises, including severe political instability, widespread violence, famine and a cholera health emergency. Today's announcement will ensure that Haitian nationals in the United States are not forced to return to these dangerous and deadly conditions. The Forward.us statement also gave a shout-out to the progressive groups, including at least one group it has helped to fund. Thank you to the Haitian community and Black-led immigrant rights organizations including Haitian Bridge Alliance, Family Action Network Movement, Haitian Women for Haitian Refugees, Undocu Black Network and Black Alliance for Just Immigration, who have fought tirelessly to protect the lives of Haitian people in the U.S. and beyond, and for their work to keep American families and communities together. Forward.us says it wants more TPS expansions. It's imperative that the Biden administration take additional steps to protect Black immigrants in the United States, including designating Mauritania for TPS. Members of Congress have repeatedly called on the Biden administration to designate TPS for the country due to the widespread enslavement and forced statelessness of the Black population in the country. Today's redesignation is a reminder that the administration has the tools to provide critical relief. The business groups and the progressive cheerleaders operate alongside each other, like bees in a hive, he said. They're all working towards the same goal, but they're doing it independently and to the extent any of them is reflective enough. Each thinks that they're pulling something over on the other. The progressives think, well, we're importing people who are going to vote for socialism. So ha ha ha, we're importing the rope to hang the capitalists. And the business people figure that they're getting what they want, which is lower wages, and the progressives are all frivolous. Progressives see Haitian immigration as reparations, Krikorian said. They see this as a kind of reparations. Immigration in general from the developing world is seen by American progressives as something that we owe those countries because of our pervasive wickedness, he said. At some point, Haiti will run out of people, Krikorian added.